From the Tapped Out Wrestling Network studios, we bring you the original Tapped Out Wrestling Podcast with your host, Nick McDaniel and Myron Fancher. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to what I love to call part two of Ladies Week here on the Tapped Out Wrestling Podcast Network. I am joined by Nevaeh today, Nevaeh Christ from Rockstar Pro. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. We were dying to have you on. We saw a couple weeks ago. I'm a big fan, obviously, of the Fight app, as you probably have recognized in our conversations back and forth. I watch Rockstar Pro and I'm like, oh my God, you know, I was like, and I saw on Facebook and Twitter, it's all blowing up. You've captured their title. But before we get to that story, because I definitely want to get there. Introduce yourself to some of our fans of kind of, you know, who you are and a little bit about how you got where you are.
My name is Nevaeh, like you said, Nevaeh Christ. I have been around I'm a little over 12 years, a couple breaks here and there with injuries and, you know, just life getting in the way. I started on kind of I was a high school athlete, really just any sport I could be a part of, anything physical I could get my hands on, I dove into. A few buddies of mine went to some independent wrestling shows. I came along, and I was enamored by it. It was something I had never seen, something that, you know, I didn't see growing up. It was not your typical girl watching wrestling, want to be a wrestler. I was, you know, 18, and I thought, I bet I can do that. It turned into, no way, there's no way you can do that. First chance I got into a ring, and I was immediately addicted to it. Immediately. It was love at first sight, and can't keep myself out of the ring now, no matter what I try.
But so
it's taken me around the world, and so far it's been pretty good to me.
Absolutely. I actually, doing the research on you, I was amazed at the amount of places you've been, places you've worked, you know. But let's go back to your roots. And I kind of like, I saw you basically, you started your career. It looked like everything I can see was in Heartland Wrestling Association. Is that correct?
It is.
And tell
that
a little bit.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And then I was just going to tell us about your training there, kind of getting started, who trained you. Because I saw that and I was very interested in who trained you and all that stuff.
It's actually a different story from your usual go here, train, type deal. I'm actually self-taught. I made my debut with the Heartland Wrestling Association, and I was lucky enough to be around some great minds in the business. So I did have people who definitely helped me along the way and kind of gave me knowledge and, you know, a little bit of advice here and there, but I am more so than not completely self-taught. I learned basically on getting in the ring and experiencing it myself. It's kind of a different story than most, but just that athletic background and the fact that I could think on my feet, which is entirely what you need to be able to do with wrestling. You have to be able to think on your feet. So 12 years ago, I said, I'm going to give this a shot, and I've been going at it ever since, been trying to work on and develop my craft ever since.
And you've been, like I said, you've been around for a little, and you're still really young, you know, and trust me, and I say that because I'm much older than you, by the way. And so I was amazed to see the amount of experience you have relative to how young you are and how I think. I was amazed by that. Let's go a little bit in depth about where you've been and, you know, who you've worked with. Some of that just really amazed me.
I have, within my first year of wrestling, I actually was fortunate enough to go to Mexico, where I worked for LLF, which is Lucha Libre Femenil. And a lot of females, when they go to Mexico, that's where they get their start. And that was an amazing experience that really kind of gave me a whole new perspective about wrestling being a universal language and not just a sport. This was, you know, people I couldn't fully communicate with. You know, I thought I knew Spanish until I got over there. Then I learned very quickly, I only know a few words here and there. So that was definitely something that opened my eyes, but it also gave me a whole new perspective on wrestling, a whole new respect for wrestling, and it also kind of boosted my confidence that I could go over to another country and perform and get the fans behind me. So then when I came back to the United States within that, like I said, it was within my first year, I hadn't even fully hit a year yet, I knew right then and there what I wanted to focus on and what I wanted to do. And I've kind of been, you know, doing it ever since. I'm very technical based. I like that style. I'm kind of breaking away from it a little bit now, but that was the basis. And then I was also extremely, extremely fortunate enough to be asked to come and do Shimmer, in which, you know, anyone who is an independent wrestling fan knows that Shimmer is the top women's company of the world. There's no other bigger women's company to compete in. I didn't have to contact people and do tryout matches. They sought me out, and I became the first ever, half of the first ever Shimmer Women Tag Champs. And that is something that no one can ever take away from me. That is something that I hold extremely close to my heart. It meant so much to me to be able to do that with, at the time, you know, my best friend, Ashley Lane, which, you know, is now Madison Rain with TNA. So that was something huge. And then I was fortunate enough to get to go on and do, you know, Ring of Honor. And I've worked almost every single top independent company there is. I just started working, you know, with IWA Mid-South, which we know likes to produce stars. And Rockstar is definitely an up-and-coming company. It's been a long road, but the talent there and the organization there is, it's amazing. So for me, it's also something I hold close to my heart to say that I was the first ever female to compete and win the Lucha Core title that Rockstar holds. And then, of course, most recently, I won the Rockstar Pro Championship title. I'm also the first female to compete for that. I competed for that a few years ago. Fell a little short. Put in some hard work. And, you know, just about a month ago, finally came on top of that. I've had a lot of stuff lined up. I have a lot more stuff lined up coming up that's very, very exciting for me. And I've just been extremely fortunate. Every top independent female talent that you can think of, there's a good chance I've worked with them. I've worked with Rain, Lacey, multiple encounters with Daisy Hayes, who I have the utmost respect for, quite possibly my favorite female wrestler to watch. Extremely, extremely fortunate to work with the likes of Sarah Del Rey, Awesome Kong. Most recently, I got to work with Mercedes Martinez. Just, you know, a lot of the female talent from Japan, all over the world. Kaylee Ray, Nikki Cross, you know, who is now with WWE. Just so many girls. I've experienced, I think, a little bit of everything throughout my 12 years so far.
And you've
so
definitely
been a ride.
Oh yeah, you've paid. Like I said, doing my research, I saw like all these places you've worked and titles you've won, and you know, matches, and of course, thank God for, you know, YouTube, right? I mean, we can hunt down pretty much any matches and see anything. But, you know, of course, now with the Fight app, that's where I'm catching you on a weekly basis. You know, with Rockstar Pro, we, like I said, we're huge fans of the Fight app. We're all subscribers to it. So we can catch it. We don't miss anything. But right. Now I want to back up because, you know, it's funny. You just kind of glazed right over that you're the first Rockstar women's, woman to win the world title. And I actually watched that match, and I'll go ahead and tell you, cause I'll be up front. I was the first one I read it. I'm not the first one to say this. I mean, I've seen you wrestle and you're phenomenal, but still to hear like, there was essentially intergender, you know, matchup, essentially men and women in a match, and they crowned a woman. I was like, I have to see how they did this storyline wise, you know, mm-hmm. Let's make it make sense. And they did a great job. I will tell you, I was phenomenally happy with the ending of that match. Not that my opinion matters, but I think from a fan perspective, I was like, they did it perfect where it made sense. So tell us a little bit about that pressure of that match, you know, going into it and then kind of the execution of it. Again, I was completely thrilled with it, but I would love to hear your take of it.
First of all, anytime I get to tag with my husband, Jake Chris, it's exciting for me. But at the same time, because of his level of wrestling, while I have been wrestling for 12 years, you know, he's been wrestling for 15 plus, he still pushes me extremely hard to my limits. So I know tagging with him, okay, it's not going to be my style match that I'm used to. I'm really going to have to break out of my shell and put on one hell of a show. He just brings something out in me that says I have to be better than I ever was. And when they asked about doing an intergender match for the title, I was kind of blown away, like, I've never heard of that. Would an intergender match for a championship title, is on the line, and anyone in the match can win it. So immediately I was excited. I was so excited. And I'll tell you what, the day of the show, I'm even bundled with nerves, though, really. Because I'm like, okay, we're going to main event. This is for the title. I have to walk away with this. I have to prove something. I feel every time I step in the ring, I still have to prove something. I know it's a new era with females, but I still feel like I have something to prove that, hey, I can get in there and go with most of the people. Hey, I can get in there and work most of the styles. So to have won the Rockstar Pro title in my hometown, like aside of working all these big companies, Shimmer, Shine, CZW, Ring of Honor, when I wrestle for Rockstar Pro in Dayton, I have the most nerves and the most excitement and the most adrenaline because I really want to impress and get my Rockstar hometown fans behind me. So to win a title like this, to be the first ever woman, I have essentially made the women at Rockstar what they are. If you look at it, it's the fact that both titles that Rockstar has for individual titles, I've held. Not many women can say that. And I've had to bust my ass and wrestle some really, really good talent to do so. I had to beat Alex Colon for the Lucha Corps title. So to say the talent that I've been in the ring with and the talent that I've been able to beat and capitalize on something like this in my hometown, to be the first ever, it's history making. I've made a lot of history in my 12 years, and that's something that people can't take away from me. So this is something that is extremely important to me, and I plan to hold on to this title with everything I have to prove, hey, yes, I am a female, and while it's a new era, I still have something to prove.
Yeah, and that while, you know, because you were talking about the Lucha Corps title, explain the difference between those two titles for somebody who has not caught Rockstar Pro before.
So the Lucha Corps title, Lucha with wrestling, you know, Lucha means wrestling in, you know, in Mexico and, you know, so on. So it's kind of a different aspect as far as the rules are a little different. You get to be on the outside for a 20 count as opposed to a 10 count. And it's more so like what your cruiserweight title would be, as opposed to the Rockstar title, which is, it's actually a world title. It's been overseas. Like, it's been defended in other, you know, companies all over the world. So while holding the Lucha Corps title, being the first one to hold that was amazing, it kind of doesn't hold a, you know, flame to holding the Rockstar Pro title, which anyone can go after. Anyone at all. Like, you work hard, you know, you prove, hey, I deserve this title shot, you can go after it. The Lucha Corps title is going to be more so of the cruiserweight title.
Gotcha. Makes sense. And now, like I said, now the curiosity that I have, now that you've broke this ground and you're the first woman to hold a world title, do you look for other companies to kind of make that same move, and you can kind of look back and know, like, I was the first, and that they're copying what we, you know, what we were the trendsetters of that?
You know, I think so. I think that we'll see a lot more women being higher up in some of these companies. So it used to be, you know, your women were your attraction match because, you know, there's 8 to 10 matches on a card. Only one, possibly two of them are going to include females. We were technically, the way I've always looked at it, kind of an attraction match. Now going to these shows, and especially Rockstar, I don't look at it as being an attraction match as far as a female. Now to me, it's, I'm the champion. I'm the attraction because I'm the champion, not because I'm the female. And so I really look to see companies picking up on that in the next year or two. It's just a completely new era. It's a new generation. But I definitely like to say, I have that knack for history. I hope that when people go back and look on it, my name's there showing that, hey, she was one of the first ever to do this.
And definitely, like I said, doing the research, that's exactly what I saw. Your name always pops up as like the first of this. And I mean, and think back in your career over 12 years, how far women's wrestling's come, you know, there's literally promotions like Shimmer, Shine, you know, that's, they're all based on women's wrestling. And now even with Ring of Honor, with Women of Honor.
Right.
And so go ahead. I'm sorry, I want to ask you, because there was one thing I do want to ask you about. I just was super curious with all of that, the groundbreaking stuff, like with the, you know, promotions, etc. I'm sure you've seen the Mae Young tournaments coming up in WWE, you know, to see something like that focused even on the network. like I said, to show just the growth of women's wrestling as a whole compared to being what you were saying, the attraction period.
I am so excited for that tournament. I cannot wait to see who is in it. From what I heard, it's a very diverse tournament. So much talent from all over the world. And I've got to work with so many of them that I'm actually really excited to see what this could be about. And they couldn't have named it. They couldn't have picked a better name for the tournament either. Just all around. It's every independent girl's dream, you know, to be able to do something like that.
Now, that was something that you were interested in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Definitely interested in it. So, you know, from what I hear, the tournament's booked, but I'm just going to cross my fingers and hold out for it.
you never know. Somebody drops out at the end all the time. Right. I will ask, because there was a question that's come up online. There's been a little bit of, it's not, I wouldn't call it controversy, just conversation about naming it Mae Young versus Fabulous Moolah. Tit for tat here, apples and oranges. I guess, what would, you know, do you agree with the one that obviously you said you liked it? What was your take on that conversation that's been floating around online?
You know what? I hate to say that I haven't really saw that conversation. But personal opinion, I like it being the Mae Young. That would have been my choice.
But yeah, it just, you know, floats around because, you know, Moolah was the champion there for so long. They were like, why did they choose Mae over Moolah? And I just... But Mae Young is just, she's an icon. I mean, just even, you know, my generation, she was still there. And
absolutely. And I think among the independent women, she is still such a huge icon. Everyone still speaks of her and looks up to her and, you know, what she's done for the business too.
And then another thing, I'm going to kind of get into some other current stuff too, that I always like to get opinions from, you know, people we have on about things just kind of around, you know, the country that's going on. I'm sure, you know, we talked about the evolving part of the women's wrestling. You know, we've now had women's Hell in a Cell, et cetera, et cetera. But I want to, you know, now they've announced there's a Money in the Bank, you know, ladder match in WWE. You know, those women there are pushing it. I'm super thrilled with where women's wrestling's come. I can't tell you how big of a fan I am of women's wrestling. And that's kind of been my new thing, is I keep reaching out to you ladies to come on and, you know, to the show and just kind of give your opinions on where the business is right now, and because it's come so far. What's your take on that involvement, you know, going into, you know, Hell in the Cells, Money in the Banks, et cetera, how far? And then, of course, even in Rockstar, like I said, you're fighting for world championships. You know, it, sometimes, though, my worry was, like, when they started doing Hell in the Cells and Money in the Banks, do we worry they got to – I know where they're – it's kind of a hard twist, I know, but what's your take? Is there a possibility that we go – too far as far as the viciousness in some of the matches with the ladies?
I don't think so. I think, like you said, it's evolved so much. You have to think, you know, a few years back, well, not maybe a few, like 6 or 7 years back, these female wrestlers weren't even included in being called the superstars. You know, they were the divas, had different names to it. And I just think with, you know, calling them the superstars and really letting some of these women showcase what they can do, because I mean, let's be honest, they're all gorgeous. They are gorgeous women. They are fit. They work so hard to look the way they do. And now I love so much that they're being able to showcase their craft and what they can do as well. They get to prove that they are, you know, these gorgeous model type athletes that, you know, every little girl wants to look like, but they're proving that they can just get in there and wrestle like the rest of us, like the rest of the, you know, the men, the rest of the women. But for them to be given the opportunity to do the Hell in the Cell and, you know, the Money in the Bank now and stuff, I think it's amazing. And I, you know, I love to watch these girls get put in these huge pressure spots, because even though wrestling is evolving, it's still going to be a little bit of a pressure spot for a female to still push forward and live up to, you know, that name and what's come before them, because there's been so many greats who have done, you know, the ladder matches and the Money in the Bank and all that kind of stuff. They have a lot to kind of prove still. Like I keep going back to that, but that's how I feel. There's still a lot that has to be proven. So I would like, you know, I would like to see it where the women just keep excelling and keep excelling, and there's nothing that, you know, they can't do. I don't think there's really a limit. I think you go until you can't go anymore.
Absolutely. We just had this debate. It was just days ago on our show, and I actually, that's kind of the point that we were talking about, was if they're equals, they're equals. You got to let them push the envelope as far as they, you know, they can go. And so far, you know, ladies like yourself haven't let us down. I mean, when we watch, you know, the matches, you guys have not let us down in the least. And it, like you said, it's no longer, you know, the, let's call it what it was. At one point, a lot of people called it the popcorn match. Oh, the attraction, right. The lady. But now there are pay-per-views that we go into now, and, you know, shows like yours. I mean, like, that, there are moments I'm like, wait, this is the match I'm here to watch. Like, that's the attraction for me to watch, is this is it. So it's been a big, big change, and it's nationwide and it's worldwide at this point. There are women wrestling everywhere. That's what we want to see. So let me ask you the question then. Are you about to, I know you're the champion there, and you mentioned that title's defended all over the world. You know, where can we expect to see you kind of, you know, popping up around the world for us?
As of right now, I have, you know, a few things lined up, and unfortunately, until those things are announced, I have to keep it kind of under wraps. I don't get to be the one to, like, hey, this is where I'm headed. But it'll definitely be, as soon as, you know, it's put out there, I'll be putting it out there. I have, you know, all my platforms of social media. I always try to promote where I'm going to be next. So it's one of those that I've have to slow down a little bit. As soon as I won the title, unfortunately, I was in a match the next day, and I received an extremely severe concussion. And I've been very, very fortunate enough to have never had one for wrestling for 12 years. But it's been an extremely rough recovery with it. I mean, I did some damage. So I've slowed down, and I look to start picking back up full swing in the next few weeks.
Okay, I did want to ask you about that, because I did read that online. I saw your on your thing. I was going to ask you about that next, was that it seemed like you've stayed relatively healthy free for the, you know, for the 12 years, but I saw the injury and was going to ask you how you were.
I'm doing better. That first week was extremely rough. It was nonstop, like migraine and being dizzy and, you know, everything fuzzy. And wrestlers do get concussions all the time, and they push through it. And, you know, wrestlers are tough as hell. But, you know, the stigma behind wrestling, you have to be tough as hell to continue to do it. But being my first ever, I can tell you, I hope I never, ever have to experience that again. But I am definitely doing much, much better. I made my return to the ring last night.
Good. Well, we're glad you're doing better. That, like I said, that was one of our, like I said, we've been huge fans. You know, watching the matches, you know, and it's, again, thank God for Google and the YouTube machine, as we like to joke about it. But now, right, of course, we have the Fight app, which makes, you know, watching you easy. so, you know, before we get out of here, I wanted to kind of give a plug, you know, about, you know, Rockstar Pro. Where can we see Rockstar Pro? Where can we see you and all the action coming on? I know you guys just had the big tournament over the weekend. You know, and if you want to plug away.
We just had a 2-day tournament of flight, which is, you know, something Rockstar's never done, never ventured into. Had some of the most underrated high flyers of our generation. Everyone knows, like, you know, the Ricochets and those guys. But there was so much talent there last night. And for me and Samantha Heights had the privilege of being the first ever female match versus female for the Rockstar Pro title. We main evented the second night of a tournament of flight, and we had to follow a 4-way match with A.R. Fox, who might be one of the best flyers of wrestling ever, Shane Strickland, Myron Reed, and then Zachary Wentz, who was really starting to blow up on the independent scene too, been, you know, going overseas and so on and so forth, and is really coming into his own in the, you know, the couple of years that he's been around. So to have to follow a 4-way match featuring those four men was probably the most pressure I've ever felt in wrestling in my entire life. I feel like I got hit by a train this morning, but I, you know, came out on top. I still have that title, and to me, go check out Rockstar. Go check out Rockstar. Go to YouTube. You know, get the fight. There's the network. There's so many places to pick Rockstar up, because it's a must-see. All of your upcoming talent comes through Rockstar. People constantly want to be at Rockstar because of where it's going. It's evolved so much over the few years, you know, that it's been around. And of course, me, at Nevaeh OI4K for my Twitter, for my Instagram, my Facebook is Nevaeh Chris. You will always see me promote where I'm going to be. If I'm going to be in your area, if it's pay-per-view, it's going to go on DVD, whatever it's going to be, I'm going to be putting it out there. And you know, I have the Rockstar title right now, so definitely turn on the Rockstar because you're going to see me.
Definitely. Like I said, we're huge fans of Rockstar, and the best place to find it is weekend. It's every week. It's on the Fight app. You know, we always have the link. We put it on our Twitter, on our Facebook account. It's everywhere. You know, it's on our website. We make it easy to get. So definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Check it out. You would be stunned. And one other thing, and I'll kind of, you know, encourage anybody, if you ever see they're going to be in your area, check out Rockstar Pro, because one thing I always try to explain to people, and I'm a huge fan, and I kind of put you guys a notch above your typical, you know, indie promotion. You know, you've got the Fight app promo, you're on YouTube, etc. But it's so much more intimate, and what I'm, you know, than going to see. I mean, I'm a fan of WWE. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, obviously, I was at a SmackDown show, you know, a week ago. But at the same time,
right,
last night I was at a smaller indie promotion and probably had 10 times more fun. Because I'm high-fiving wrestler, you know, it's so much more intimate. You get to make a connection to those to a,
yeah,
you know, a little small show, and that's just
in your living room. It's right there.
Absolutely, and you know, and it's things like, you know, typically there's signings afterwards. You know, you get to meet wrestler. You know, versus you're not going to see anybody from a WWE event that you go see.
Right. Absolutely. And,
yeah, and but I said, and then on top of that, you've got wrestlers like, you know, like yourself knocking it out of the park, and you're up close and personal, not typically a bad seat in the house when you're there. So definitely want to check, you know, check you guys out. Huge, huge fans. But, you know, I want to thank you for coming on. Hopefully it's not the last time. We'll have you back on again. You know, when you hit like your 1 year mark, right. Being the Rockstar Pro champion, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, again, thank you for coming on, and we greatly appreciate it. And, you know, like I said, hopefully we'll see you soon.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen, well, once again, we would really want to thank Nevaeh Christ for coming on. Just phenomenal, you know, in the world of wrestling right now, what's going on with the ladies. And we kind of wanted to start branching out and having more of the ladies on because, like I told when during the interview, they never cease to seem, they just keep pushing the envelope, and they never cease to amaze us how far they can go. And with her going on to become, she's the heavyweight champion or the Rockstar Pro champion right now. And, you know, defending that title, you know, is going to be just a phenomenal thing to watch. If you have not seen it, definitely go into your Google machine and pull up Rockstar Pro. Nevaeh Christ wins title. You can find it. It's pretty easy to find. It's just a phenomenal match. I think you'll be really, really happy to enjoy, you know, watching it. But of course, as we said, you can find all of Rockstar Pro's action on the Fight app. And like I said during the interview, we have the link. It's always on our Twitter, on our Facebook, it's on our webpage, all the above. You can find it. You definitely want to check that out because you can catch that, you know, the Rockstar Pro action there every single week on the Fight app. And it never ceases to amaze us, especially how, you know, that far they are as far as the talent that's there, the tournament we just had, you know, this past weekend. But definitely check all that about, you know, for us. And then, of course, you know, check her out. If you Google it, Nevaeh Christ, it's, you know, it's if you put that in your Google machine, you'll find her Twitter, her Facebook, everything. We highly suggest that you follow her there because she puts all the stuff up, you know, as far as where they're going to be, when they're going to be there. And, you know, with all the ladies action going on right now, she's a cannot miss. I mean, she's a can't miss. And like I said, if you've heard the interview, her experience for her very young age, you know, still relatively speaking in the business, is phenomenal. And like I said, just you won't be disappointed in the action when she's in the ring. So definitely check that out. But hey, you know what? We always, if you got any questions, comments, we can have her back on. If you have any questions for them, when we have her back on, send those questions to tappedoutwrestlingpodcast@gmail.com, tappedoutwrestlingpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us at Twitter. We are at tappedoutpod. That is at tappedoutpod. Of course, the website is just tappedoutwrestlingpodcast.com. That's everything's there. The media player, you can catch the shows, catch the links. Hell, we've pubbed the Fight app, but we're going to do it again. Check out the Fight app link that's there. We just always say, man, click on our link and download that thing and register and set it up, because the ton of free action that's on there, you know, we've got, like I said, we've talked Rockstar Pro, but you've also got Rocky Mountain Pro, et cetera, you know, the throwback championship wrestling, the chaotic championship. I mean, there's so much stuff. And of course, you know, the pay-per-views are there for Ring of Honor and Impact as well. You also want to check out on our webpage, we have the Amazon affiliate link we recommend. It's just a way to help support the show. We're not asking you to spend any money, man. We're just real simple. Boom, just go there, you know, replace your old Amazon bookmark with our link, and that way, you know, hey, any purchases you're regularly making anyway, they just kick a little commission our way, just a referral fee to help support, you know, help support the show, man. We're trying to bring you some of the, you know, the great athletes like Nevaeh on today, and it's just a way to help cover all this overhead, you know, that we've got. So we would greatly appreciate it. And of course, if you're looking for a cool way to support the show, ProWrestlingTees.com, go there, search Tapped Out Wrestling Podcast. You'll see the shirts there. You can buy the shirt as well. Hey, join the Tapped Out crew, man. Tapped Out guys are showing up left and right now. You know, we had pictures with Bruce and Conrad from Something to Wrestle With. We've had, you know, we were down at an indie promotion here in Georgia, Southern Fried Championship Wrestling. We were at a show last night. We had, you know, two wrestlers there that had the shirts on while we were there. It was a cool evening. And then, of course, you know, the legend, he was at WrestlePalooza, so he was there with his shirt on. I mean, we're branching out, man, so look for us anywhere. Hopefully we'll be heading up maybe to catch a Rockstar Pro show and so forth. But all of that being said, man, hey, you know, definitely check out Rockstar Pro on the Fight app. You know, Nevaeh Chris is their champion right now. Watch it. Like I said, you will not be disappointed. But hey, with that, guess, man, it's time for us to get out of here. And when we get out of here, that only means it's time for one thing, man. That's time for us to tap out.